Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Harper reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a pop-up beyond first. Mayberry can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. There goes Carbo trying to get to second. Mayberry throws to second, with Potek covering, who tags Carbo for the out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to third. McRae moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Miller moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Harper reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carbo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Griffin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. McRae reaches second base with a double. There goes Mayberry trying to get to home. Harper throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Montgomery, who tags Mayberry, who came all the way from first, for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Wolford reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Healy moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Healy scores. Wolford scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Brett now playing third base. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carbo is called out on strikes. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 3 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Healy hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Salayton now playing first base. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Doug Griffin. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.